Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Dr. Wright.
Hello.
I am calling about my rosacea. I talked to you one other time, and I started taking hydrochloric acid, 650 milligram capsules of hydrochloric acid.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's just still not clearing it up. I've been taking three per meal, and I know that you had going to get my gastric juices, whatever you call it, analyzed. But one of the other problems is it has an element of dry, just super dry, flaky skin in addition to the acne skin. And I don't know, separate issue, but I definitely think it's gut related. And I'm trying to figure out, is the dryness a different issue that has a different cure? And do I need to increase my hydrochloric acid by a lot?
Ma'am.
I'm really frustrated with this rosacea.
Oh, I bet you are. It's really frustrating to have a red face with bumps in it. Who needs that? Okay. Dry skin. Does it exist anywhere except on the face? Do you have it on the legs, arms, anyplace else in the body?
No, not really. Just my face.
Okay. Just the face. All right. Well, a couple of things. Have you tried using a supplement of fish oil? Simply because fish oil does help a lot of people with dry skin wherever it exists on the body, and that does include the face. So have you tried using a supplement of fish oil? Now, this is not something that helps the rosacea much, ma'am. It's more something that helps many, many people with dry skin. But we'll start there and get to the rosacea.
Okay. You think it's two separate issues? It's not the rosacea that's causing the dry skin?
Well, you could have a unique variant here, ma'am, but most of the people I work with who have had, and most of them it's in their past, the rosacea, have not had dry skin with it, which doesn't mean that it can't happen, but it's usually not related is the thing.
I think it might be from a food allergy.
Well, dry skin? Haven't run into that one yet. I'm not going to deny that I suppose could happen, but haven't run into that one yet. What I usually run into dry skin is just simply the person isn't getting enough omega-3 fatty acids, and that's why I mentioned the fish oil, ma'am.
Okay. All right. How much fish oil?
Well, if you're really going after dry skin, I'm not kidding at all, but about a tablespoon a day, and one always wants to accompany a fish oil with a single 400-unit vitamin E capsule, and that's for long-range protection against something called lipid peroxidation, which literally takes years to develop, but even so, we don't want that to happen. And the fish oil, well, a tablespoon? Ew, that's a lot. And doesn't it taste icky? Well, remember, for everybody's grandkids, they now have blackberry-flavored and lemon-flavored and orange-flavored and all kinds of naturally flavored fish oils, so it doesn't have to be that icky. Or one can throw it into a smoothie where it kind of disappears.
I caught the fish oil, but I can't hear you very good. Besides the fish oil, you said what?
Vitamin E, the one called mixed tocopherols, because that one helps to protect against a long-term hazard of taking fish oil, which happens to be called lipid peroxidation. This is not the time to go into what that is, but it's a very minor damage to cells, but we don't want any minor damage to cells, and it does take literally years to develop with the use of fish oil, but we don't want it to happen. So that's what the vitamin E is doing in there, is protecting against that, as well as being vitamin E for its other health benefits. And with that much fish oil, most cases of dry skin subside. Now, they never, ever, ever do that for the first 3 or 4 weeks, because the skin replaces itself in about that length of time, or maybe a little longer. So it usually starts helping the second and third month, ma'am. That's the dry skin part. Now, let's get over to the rosacea part. And you're quite right that it might require more hydrochloric acid. It's too bad there's not a practitioner I know of in your area who has the German equipment that can help you simply and easily measure your stomach acid.
I wish I could hear every word that you're saying. I happen to be outside. I can't hardly hear you. I'm so frustrated. Okay, so on the rosacea, you said the first thing to do would be what?
The rosacea, the first thing to do would be to increase the hydrochloric acid because the amount you're using is definitely at the low end. No kidding, ma'am. But if you had a practitioner in your area who could actually help you measure what your stomach acid level is, you could get a better prediction. But I work with some people, I'm not kidding, with rosacea who've had to take as many as 8 to 10 capsules with each meal. And that, oddly enough, is not an overdose because our stomachs, when we're in our teens, can make so much acid that it would actually occupy 15 to 20 capsules. I am not kidding. There's good research on that. So sometimes we do need to increase from 3 per meal. Now, what that acid is doing, it's inhibiting the growth of a bacteria in the gut that produces a toxin to which our skin reacts with what's called rosacea. So, yes, I know antibiotics are given for rosacea, but a better way of killing them off is by simultaneously feeding them acid, which they don't like, and also improving our digestion by feeding ourselves that acid.
Okay, so would I take it at the beginning of a meal or end? And also, could I take it maybe like one or two capsules every hour, even when I'm not eating?
You could do that, ma'am, because again, when we're in our, that is the latter part, take it when you're not eating, because even when we're in our teens, the stomach has enough acid in it that it kills all the germs in there and doesn't allow the accumulation of any of them that can produce gas or toxins or anything else. However, there are very few people whose stomach acids are so low that when they take one or two capsules, they get acid reflux. Why is that if their stomach acid is low? Because what causes the valve to shut that separates the esophagus from the stomach is actually hydrochloric acid. There's research on that. And when we are younger, we've got plenty of hydrochloric acid, and it shuts that valve so we don't get acid reflux. Now, if you take a couple of capsules and it doesn't give you acid reflux, good. But if you do, sorry, I wouldn't take them without meals anymore. And they should be taken, eat some food, take one, eat some food, take one, eat some food, take one, and then finally eat some food. So they're all buried in the food. That's the best way to go, just for trying to prevent reflux, ma'am.
Okay, so I could up to say 5 per meal and do 2 every hour in addition to that.
Yes, ma'am.
If it doesn't
reflux for you.
Right, right. If I don't get the acid reflux. Oh, excellent. I'm going to go down to the health food store and get some right now. Do you have your own brand?
Yes, ma'am, but in this particular case, betaine hydrochloride, 650 milligrams, like you said, along with Pepsin, what can I say? It's all the different brands are about the same.
Okay. All right. Hydrochloric acid with Pepsin, and then the fish oil. And vitamin E has to be mixed something.
No, it's called mixed tocopherols. That just means alpha, beta, delta, and gamma. That's why they use the word mixed.
Okay, and how much vitamin E?
It's usually a 400-unit capsule. Some companies have a 500. Either one will do the job, and neither one ever does any harm.
Perfect. Okay, because I thought you could build up too much vitamin E.
It'd be awfully difficult, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Dr. Wright. I really appreciate you, and thank you for saving my mother's life back in 1983.
Well, ma'am, that's what we all go to medical school for, is to try to help out. So thank you for your thoughts.